understand for that.
Okay.
No, you're not, you ain't talking about crickets, are you?
No, they fly.
Fly.
Do you ever call them a mosquito hawk or?
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about now. Mosquito hawk, that's right.
Okay. Now, what do you call this insect that builds a nest out of mud? You see him, looks something like a wasp?
Oh, yeah. Well, a wasp, maybe it builds a... No, a date dollar.
Right.
A wasp builds a little nest, and a date dollar is
what they do. Good. What do you call something for a baby to lie in? It has four wheels and a handle for you to push it by?
Cradle?
No, this is a thing that you push if you want to take the baby out for a stroll.
Stroll.
Okay. That's the thing that the baby lies down in?
Mm-hmm. That's what you call that, a stroll.
All right. Would you ever call it a baby carriage or anything?
Well, carriage, some say it's carriage.
Okay. Stroll. If you had a baby in a baby carriage, you might say that you were going to do what to the baby?
I'm going to take it for a ride.
All right. What do you call nuts that ripen underground that your son's getting ready to harvest right now?
Peanuts.
All right. If a boy is similar in appearance to his father, you would say that the boy, what, his father?
He looks like his father.
All right. If the boy's behavior is similar to his father, you would say that the boy, what, his father?
He's just like his father.
Would you ever say he features or takes after or anything like that besides it? Well, would you ever say if the boy's behavior is similar to his father, that the boy features his father or takes
yes,
after?
Yes, you do say that, because a whole lot of times they say, well, he's just like his father, he's got his ways just like his father.
All right, good. What do you call a woman who helps at childbirth? You call her in, she's not a nurse, but she helps.
Granny.
All right.
Good. That's what they call her.
What do you, do you know any humorous or uncomplimentary terms that a country person might use to refer to a person from the city? You know, the city man who doesn't know anything, he comes out and doesn't know anything about farming, he's lost outside of the city. What, do you have any name for him?
Do I have any name?
Yeah, humorous or uncomplimentary term that you might use.
Well,
maybe not in his presence, but when you were talking about him.
Well, I'd say that he didn't know anything about farming.
Would you ever call him a city dude or a citizen?
Well, yes, I'd call him sort of city dude. He's never been out in the country, and maybe he'd be a nice fellow, but he just didn't know the country.
Okay.
So like some of the children, you know, when you come out to see a cow, want to know why the cow is a black cow, and they want to know why that black cow gets white milk.
Now, let's turn the tables. Would you know any terms that a city person might use? Like, it'd be something in the same category as city dude.
Yeah, they'd say that. Is that country cracker?
All right. Any others that you can think of?
I said that old country cracker come to town.
All right. Now, how do you normally refer to a person whose skin is brown or black?
Well, if it's black, I refer to him. I refer to him as a nigger.
All right. Now, suppose you were angry with a nigger and thought he was a trifling, no good son of a gun. How would you refer to him?
Well, I just say that he's a good for nothing nigger.
Okay. Now, how do you normally refer to a member that's a member of the race that you and I belong to?
Well, how do I refer to him? Well, if he's a
well, I mean, you call
if he's an older.